Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. It is time to praise God for who He is and what He has done.
I see the stars.
God in heaven. We praise you today for what you have done in our lives and around the world for those you have created. As we consider who you are and how great you are, words fail to communicate our praise. Just thinking about what your characteristics are brings praise to our lips. The names ascribed to you and your Son Jesus paint a clear picture of why you are so deserving of our praise. You are the resurrection and the life, Shepherd and Bishop of our souls, Lord of lords, Head of the church, Master, Faithful and true witness, Rock, Living water, Bread of life, The Alpha and Omega, Messiah, Teacher, Holy One, Mediator, Carpenter, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Savior, The Almighty, Everlasting Father, King of Kings, Counselor, The Amen, The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Father in heaven, we praise you for these concepts that you are, and so much more. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts during this hour be acceptable unto you. Amen.
Oh, blessed me. Thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace.
Jesus, sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, brought me with his precious
Thank you for joining us for A Call to Worship.
I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to praise the Lord.
Just came to praise the Lord. blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation.
Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we praise God for what He has done and is doing. I want to thank you personally who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll find us online at calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. That website address is calltoworship.us. This is your call to worship and praise.
Oh,
you've taught us in your word to give thanks in everything. You'll provide a place of refuge beneath the shadow of your wings. So we purpose to obey,
Lord, we'll obey,
and to walk in all your ways.
Walk it on,
Lord, in every situation, we'll bring the sacrifice of
The Holy Scriptures are filled with praise for the God of creation. We don't have time here and now to go through all the reasons we should praise and worship Him. We will have time throughout eternity to do that. I have selected a few passages to share today. Let's start with a song of Moses from Exodus 15. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and army He has hurled into the sea. The finest of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters gushed over them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, smashes the enemy. In the greatness of Your majesty, You overthrow those who rise against You. You unleash Your blazing fury. It consumes them like straw. At the blast of Your breath, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood straight like a wall. In the heart of the sea, the deep waters became hard. The enemy boasted, "I will chase them and catch up with them. I will plunder them and consume them. I will flash my sword. My powerful hand will destroy them." But You blew with Your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like You among the gods, O Lord? Glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders. In Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 through 9, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth! Who has set Thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider Thy heavens, the works of Thy fingers, the moon, and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visited him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of Thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen. Yes, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. In Psalm 33, first 11 verses, let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise Him. Praise the Lord with melodies on the lyre. Make music for Him on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to Him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything He does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of Him. For when He spoke, the world began. It appeared at His command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes, but the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. 2 Samuel 22. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. He is my refuge, my Savior, the one who saves me from violence. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord! I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with His godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord! All who delight in Him should ponder them. Everything He does reveals His glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember His wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord! He gives food to those who fear Him. He always remembers His covenant. He has shown His great power to His people by giving them the lands of other nations. All He does is just and good, and all His commandments are trustworthy. They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully and with integrity. He has paid a full ransom for His people. He has guaranteed His covenant with them forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name He has. And finally, from Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. Folks, as we've listened to Scripture, giving us examples of reasons for praise, and we've heard and are hearing songs of praise, think about what God has done in your life and those around you, and give Him the praise He so richly deserves. And a concept described in Psalm 22, verse 3, He inhabits, is enthroned in the praise of His people. Fill your heart and mind and actions with praise to our God. Our call to worship today has focused on praising our God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray this program is helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Of course, you're invited to stop by our Facebook page and to also visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation right there on the website to this ministry. You can also listen to programs on our website and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you hear on our programs. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.